by autonomy. It is not an imminent threat. Over the border in Turkey, it's not a threat either. That's another big change since 1996. Kurdish rebels continue to fight a rearguard action, and the Turkish army uses drones and other ultra-modern weapons to fight back. But general repression of Kurds is nothing like it was when I first visited in 1996. Turkey does an enormous amount of trade with Iraq, more than $8 billion in 2011 in a recent report by business consultancy Accenture. The report noted that the bulk of that trade is with the Kurdistan Regional Government. Soon, Iraqi Kurdistan will supplant Germany as Turkey's largest trading partner. Overreacting to rebel provocation would jeopardize that trade. The bulk of Turkish-Kurdish business is related to oil. The last time I traveled to Kurdistan, I didn't feel like I was getting into a time machine. I never left the 21st century. I missed the long, acclimatizing drive through Turkish Kurdistan, watching the mountains grow closer on the horizon. But time is money, and money is certainly what Kurdistan today is all about. You can fly commercially into Erbil, pass through the brand new airport, stay in a high-rise, ultra-modern hotel, drive around the city on a new ring road and head straight to Kirkuk to check out the new oil facilities. Which I did. Kirkuk remains a disputed place between Arabs and Kurds, and it is very dangerous. But the surrounding countryside is secure within the Kurdistan region. Gas flares were still flaming out of the hillside as I drove past Baba Gurgur. I thought of my murdered friend Ahmed and the night we met, and how he told me of the women who came here 4,000 years ago to bathe away their barrenness in the petroleum. I wonder what he would make of this place today. Call it Kurdistan, call it Iraq. A nation is not just internationally recognized boundaries imposed by more powerful forces. A nation is also the sum of individual lives and allegiances and histories lived in one place. That's why Kurdistan is a nation, even if you can't find it on a map.
The essay was written and presented by Michael Goldfarb. The programme was a Wise Buddha production for BBC Radio 3, and it was first broadcast in June last year. This is BBC Radio 3. It's almost 2 minutes past 11. Time to say good evening to Max Reinhardt for the first of this week's editions of Late Junction.
Thank you, John. Welcome to Late Junction. You can expect piano music, harp music, songs of the sea, and some of the wonkiest tunes on the radio tonight. So, what happens when a heartbroken jazz singer spends time near the sunken village of Dunwich, where it is said you can hear the ghostly bells ringing from under the sea when the moon is right, after a night in the Ship Inn? Well, she writes an amazing suite of songs called The Sea Cabinet. From it, here's Gwyneth Herbert with Sea Theme. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was a nice sunny day today, don't you think? Everybody's looking at me like, did you come from the same place as I did? No, I'm just glad I'm here. We're going to be presenting our songs in the first form, let's say that. Me and Tel, we are the composers of most of these songs, and we hope you enjoy it.
Dos eternidade, dos vida, babim, opa mal. Que dia da dia de tão vai chegar, dos mundos, dos eternidade, de daian. Mediocridade, isso o que é que pode pa oferecer, pa o fio ver. Dia cinzenta da pata fitia bozote, inverte o fosso da inunda a visão. Tudo que boca da pode olhar, primavera da pode revelar. Levanta bom semblante pra passar. Vou acreditar, continuar. Que dia de tá vai chegar? Eita, fazer tudo a boa vida tá acontecer. Basta um céu limpo tá viver. Terra foi criada, cenada para e seu escusa que é glória. Tchau, hoje acreditar. Tchau, bons me colocar. Da vida aos outros, invente o vosso da inunda a visão. Tudo que boca da pode olhar, primavera da pode revelar. Levantar o vosso semblante da passar. Vou acreditar, continuar. Que dia de dia vai chegar, eita, fazer. Tu na boa vida te acontecer. Basta um céu limpo da viver. Yeah, I, oh yeah.
Thank you very much.
Humans don't look for the spiritual. They only care for the material. Two worlds, two eternities, two different lives. So sang Carmen Sousa. Carmen was born in Lisbon to parents from Cape Verde, and that was from a live set recorded in London last year, and unusually there she was in a duo with bass player Theo Pascal. And talking of live sets, if you've seen anything interesting recently, let us know about it. Tweet at BBC Radio 3, email late.junction@bbc.co.uk, or you can text 83111 and hopefully we'll hear from you. Bob Thiele is famous in jazz for two things: co-writing What a Wonderful World for Louis Armstrong and signing keyboard wizard Lonnie Liston Smith to his radical jazz label Flying Dutchman. So, from Liberation Music, which is a compilation album which celebrates the Flying Dutchman label, here's Lonnie Liston Smith and the Cosmic Echoes with Sais, Egypt.
Thank you.
Mambodze from Mukungungikuni, which is an album of field recordings made of the Mijikenda tribes in and around their villages in coastal Kenya. It was made throughout September 2011, and mostly it's healing music. And that reeded instrument you heard is an Nzumari oboe. And by the way, before that we heard Sice or Egypt by Lonnie Liston Smith and the Cosmic Echoes. And the only reason I remind you of that is because Marmaduke Dando's tweeted in saying, loving this psych 70s jazz wig out on Radio 3 right now on Lake Junction. Any idea what it is? Well, Marmaduke, pay attention at the back there. Now, staying with the African feel, UK producer and solo artist Ghost Poet has got this track, Plastic Bag Brain. Check the guitar lines on this. It's from his new album, Some Say I, So I Say Light. Catch him live at Stowmarket this Friday.
The fire, head to toe is tired. Wonder where you are. I am here, standing by the fire. Head to toe is tired. Wonder where you are. Place where I'd rather go. I seldom know, I seldom know, So take my hand and take me to a place where I'd rather go. I seldom know, I seldom know, I am here, standing by the river, head to toe the shivers. Wonder where you are. I am here, standing by the river, head to toe the shivers. Wonder where you are. So I take my hand and take me to a place where I'd rather go. I seldom know, I seldom know, So take my hand and take me to a place where I'd rather go. I seldom know, I seldom know, Let's go, I seldom know, I
take my hand and take me to a place where I'd rather go. I show them no, no, no. I show them no, no, no. It's gone, go, go.
percussionist Lucas Nigley and Peter Konradin Zumtar. And you'll find a picture of them on our webpage, where you'll also find a full track listing of all the music I'm playing tonight. That was called Water, Wood and Stone. And there they were indulging in what they call a game at Termvals, a thermal spring spa in Switzerland. Apparently they use one of the baths as a huge sound room dominated by stone, water and wooden percussion. You heard wood blocks, log drum, bass chime bars, and right at the end, a 40-year-old Imbira. Before that, Dirty Projectors, with The Socialites from their Swing Low Magellan album. Some people say they're the talking heads of the 21st century, and tweet at BBC Radio 3 if you agree. Or if there's somebody else who you think are the 21st century talking heads, let me know about that too. Turkey is very much in the news. And Wild Roots last Sunday broadcast a musical event with London's Turkish community from a cafe in Stoke Newington, featuring the Nefez Ensemble and Wild Roots Academy protégé Fidan Hayeva. You can listen again from their webpage over the next 5 days. But this is where we have our Turkish moment on Lake Junction. Soon you'll hear Turkish electronic music Erdem Helvasio. But first, a Turkish adventure from the man who is currently the greatest living Englishman.
Such a life I've never known. Yes, I'm not a moody guy. Yes, Thank you.
Yeah, that was Joyful Joy. It was called by Erdem Helvasiolu. It's from Timeless Waves, a sonic work based on six basic human emotions and originally composed for The Morning Line. That was, is and shall be a multimedia art piece first exhibited at Eminönü Square in Istanbul 3 years ago. Before that, I played Yasasam, Turkish for Long Live, by the man I refer to as the greatest living Englishman, David Bowie. And his exhibition is at the V&A till the 11th of August. It's an exhibition of all stage sets and costumes. Well, actually, I'm going to find out exactly what it is tomorrow. I'm lucky. Advanced online tickets are sold out. I've got one of them. But a minimum of 450 tickets are available every day. So just get there early, probably around 8 a.m, and enjoy the fine weather for 2 hours. It opens at 10 o'clock. If you think that you know who the greatest living Englishman is and it isn't David Bowie or even is David Bowie, then do tweet me at BBC Radio 3, email late.junction@bbc.co.uk, and of course tweet again for the greatest living Englishwoman as well. I'd like to see some of those. Now, in his day, another man who qualified for the title of greatest living Englishman was Benjamin Britten. He wrote his Suite for Harp for Ossian Ellis, who premiered it at Aldeburgh in June 1969. Here it's played by a new virtuoso, Ellen Hydref. Thank you. We're celebrating British music all this month on Radio 3, and that was a celebration indeed. That was Hélène Hadré. That's apparently the correct pronunciation. Sorry, Hélène, I got it wrong before. She's a young Welsh virtuoso on the harp, performing Benjamin Britten's Suite for Harp, Opus 83, which is apparently only rarely heard. Britten said of his piece, "I feel it is rather 18th century harp writing, but somehow it came out that way." So far, no one has taken me up on my greatest living Englishman or Englishwoman tweets. You can still tweet those in at BBC Radio 3 or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Stuart John has emailed in saying, "Of course, I have this difficulty remembering Max Reinhardt as Theodore Dreiser, making it slightly difficult to talk about the show the next day." What show? Which day? Anyway, more plucked strings, I think. It's time for that now. This time it's a viola da gamba, and it's played by the ingenious Colleen. Push the boat onto the sand.
Push the boat onto the sand. Push the boat onto the sand.
conheço a nota até o sol do plexo. Ai, meu amor, me dá que calor, me beija. Ah, por favor, não vá, por favor, me dê.
Two gems there from Brazil. Anthropologica number 2 from Marconi Notaro from 1973, a piece of psychofocadelica, and something much newer actually from somebody from the days of Tropicália, Gal Costa with Autotune Auto Erotico, which was produced by Moreno Veloso and is very much a modern track. Actually, it's from last year. Now, Bob Brosman, an amazing musician, died a couple of weeks back, and I know Fiona Torkington played some of his music, but we're going to play some more tonight, and actually tomorrow we'll hear an interview that I did with him, a short piece. But we're also saying goodbye to Ray Manzarek, who from The Doors, the keyboard player from The Doors, who recently died. Somehow or other, we can put those together with this tune. It's The Doors, People Are Strange, played by Bob Brosman.
Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange. We'll be right back.
you're alone.
Inside your belly, dream for the rattle and cry, you'll never know. Dream for the panic that pushes you unsteady. Dream for the terror that tickles at your door. Fate is as natural as sin. No point in fighting with the stars and the inches set in. So you got to dream for the tick and the dark and the Titanic. Dream for the moment it goes. In your guts, like the tip of your tongue is gonna burn, like the trot of the dead is just a body, like the boot of Poseidon's at your stern. You run and you roll and you're red. No point in fighting, but tomorrow's the time to reflect. Now just go on, like an albatross drowning in a tempest, like a never return.
Drink by Gwyneth Herbert, which brings us very close to the end of Late Junction for tonight. It's from her Sea Cabinet CD, which we'll be playing little bits of all week. I'm going to leave you tonight with a band that I heard playing live last night at the Barbican, Orchestra El Gusto. You're going to hear Maurice Almedioni at the piano and René Pérez singing. Unfortunately, Maurice couldn't be there last night because he's ill at the moment. So we wish him well, and I'll leave you with Ebnat Elium.
As deen habu rabbi الزين عذب قلبي أو تلفني بشهادة
يبارك على بنات اليوم حلو كي تمارى العرجون يدوك القمر والنجوم واللي يعشق مع علي اليوم واش بقى مازال باع الربا شرا والسروال راهو قريب يراجعوا رجال وعلى شوية يحكموا فيكم الله يبارك على بنات اليوم حلوين كي تمار العرجون دوك القمر والنجوم واللي يعشق ما عليش اللوم ماذا بيا رجع الصغير حتى الكبار ماذا بيهم الله يبارك على البنات اليوم وينك يتمار العرجون يبقى القمر والنجوم واللي يعشق ما عليش اللوم شعلت النار حتى بالدراهم والدينار يشريها ويفاجي الهموم يبارك على بنات اليوم حلوين كي تمار العرجون يدوب القمر والنجوم واللي يعشق ما عليش اللوم
I'm John Shea and welcome to another edition of BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Tchaikovsky's delightful First Symphony is subtitled Winter Daydreams and you can hear it in just over an hour. But I'm starting this morning with a concert given in the depths of winter in Stockholm. In January 2011, Peter Dijkstra conducted the Swedish Radio Chorus in a programme consisting mostly of solo songs in choral arrangements. They begin with one of Mahler's Rückertlieder, Liebst du Schönheit? If you love me for my beauty or my youth or my riches, then you can love someone else. But if you love me for love's sake, for the person I am, then love me as I love you, for always.
Thank you.
Liebst du Schönheit, words by Friedrich Rückert, set by Mahler. Peter Dijkstra and the Swedish Radio Chorus continue with another of the Rückert Lieder, Mitternacht. The poet wakes at midnight to find the sky starless. At midnight, my thoughts stretched out beyond dark boundaries. No image of light brought me consolation. The beating of his heart makes him aware of the sufferings of humanity, and he prays to God for help.
Thank you.
Um Mitternacht from Mahler's Rückertlieder, arranged